the first reading from Micah, which is the very last verses of that prophecy, of that book, prepare us for this story. I want to look at it from two ways. See, this Jesus is talking about a father. Now, the Father has this relationship to all of us. And that's extremely important. The way the Father is. The Pharisees, you see, are upset. He welcomes sinners and eats with them. Eat with them would be, in that culture, very significant, you know. So he told this story. Now it's a story to reveal the Father. I used to think, when I die, I'm going to rip this page out and bring it with me and say, look, you said it yourself. Somebody divided the property. I remember, I have to watch, I don't preach too long because this is very important, the gospel. I was talking to two young Muslim boys over in Jerusalem. And I said, Jesus told a story about a father who, you know, and the younger son said, and one of the kids said, his brother should have killed him right on the spot. Imagine talking to your father that way. That shock value of the parable is lost on us. But not on these people. Young punk, give me what's mine. You know, his father should have killed him right there. So the father gave, they divided it up. The first, by law, the older gets two-thirds and the younger gets one-third. And so they divided it up. Off he goes. And he only comes to himself, which is a better translation than coming to his senses. He's still saying, I've got to go back and make amends so I can have a better life. You know, how many of my father's hired servants do better than I do? I'll go back and ask to be a hired servant. He was sure he'd get that far with that father. He knew that much anyway. So he had brains to go. Hired servants are the ones who work by day. They're not part of the household. You know, they're not household servants. You remember the workers who come in at their ones at this hour, that hour, that hour, or the poor guys who are out here in the parking lots waiting for jobs, you know, a lot of the Hispanic guys. It's that kind of work. And so let me be one of my father's hired servants. Now, our Lord is trying to reveal to us the Father. You see, he got up and went back to his father, returned to his father. The Hebrew word for repentance is return. So, shuv is the word, to return. And tshuva is repentance, returning. Okay. His father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. Why? See, that compassion is justice. Why? Because justice biblically means honoring the truth of every relationship. He's his father. So this is God's justice. He's our father. And so he ran out, hugged him, and then the little fellow gets ready with his speech. You know, I've sinned against heaven and against you. He doesn't get, I no longer deserve to be called your son. He doesn't get to finish his speech. When the father says, quick, you see, bring the finest robe. Now he's going to dress him and treat him like a son, not like a hired servant or even a servant in the house. First thing, get the finest robe. You see, put a ring on his finger, part of the household. Sandals on his feet. Servants were barefoot. Sons had sandals. Everything then, you see. And this is, you see, justice. God's justice. Because God honors the truth of every relationship, and He is our God and our Creator. And if we're coming back, He's going to embrace us. And the Father, the Lord wants us to get that part straight. So then let's have a feast. Our Lord says this a lot, doesn't He? More joy in heaven over one who repents than over 99 who don't need repentance. That's great. The 99 will join God in rejoicing for the one. It's a different world, isn't it? You see? And this is the Father doing His duty. So, He has hesed. You've heard me with this famous word. See, the relationship is Father-Son. So to be enthusiastically faithful to that is hesed. It's more than mercy. It's as one of the Psalms says, but they actually in the one anyway, the Psalm through Rav Hesed, he's abundant in Hesed. We translate that rich in mercy. Okay. And then you know the other fella, he's not quite so enthused. And again, it's a question of justice. You never did this for me. You never did that. This guy, you know, is that justice? It's his brother. You see, he says, this son of yours, blah, blah, blah. The Father answers, your brother has come home. It's all to give us a vision of God, you see? Now, I want to tell you a story. I'm going a little bit long, but not. I'll say the canon too. We'll make up for it. But it's a story about Catherine of Siena. I think I've told it to you before. She was known to be a very courageous woman and upright and very chaste. Well, she was visiting this guy in prison who was there for murder. And she started. He didn't want to hear anything. He didn't want to. She kept working on him. Took him a while. Took her a while. Finally, he repented. And then he came back to the Father. He still had to pay his debt on this earth. But so she walked with him to the guillotine. Now you can. This is an Italian town. Or this is Siena. Hey, who's your boyfriend? I mean, like. You know, because there'd be a big crowd to watch the execution. We do it with the NFL. They did it with executions. And so there they come. He's frightened. So she climbed, not only walked with him to the guillotine, she climbs up on the platform, holds his head against her breast, and that's how it got cut off, you see. Now, do you see? That there's God's mercy is, but there is a law in this world that sometimes has to be observed. You could have also dispensed him, I guess, but it's the point of is the story is that God's everyone has to observe the truth of every relationship. So the Father has to forgive. But the state has to punish. And that's important. Because the one we're dealing with ultimately in life is the Father. And when our Lord says, be merciful, as your heavenly Father is merciful, it's like this. But there's still a state. There's still a structure. There's still a... You see? So she went with him. She supported him. That was the Lord Christ in her, helping him make sure that he finished fast. He didn't lose it at the end. That was Jesus helping him. So the parable told us by the eternal living Son of God Himself is. This is how your Father is. He's just. Meaning, He honors the truth of every relationship. So how do we relate to a father when we've sinned? Shuv. We repent. We go back. Another Saint Therese. Somebody once asked her, what would you do if you committed a really bad sin? She said, I'd run straight to the Father. Where else could I go? That's a faith vision. And the church gives it to us, you see, so that we can be merciful. And yet it doesn't disturb other structures, you see, in this poor, decrepit, mixed up, twisted, whatever world you want, world. But reigning over it all is this word from God Himself. Jesus is God, remember. You know, this is a word from God Himself. This is who I am. You come to me, and I can teach you the rest.